This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand at NPR West.
And I'm Alex Chadwick in Kansas City with a Hollywood story that has people talking here in the middle of the country, too. After 5 months of testimony and a week of deliberations, the jury in the murder trial of record producer Phil Spector says it is deadlocked.
Today, the judge refused to let them consider a less serious crime, manslaughter. Spector is charged with second-degree murder in the shooting death 4 years ago of actress Lana Clarkson.
So here we are in Union Station, and before the show today, we went down to the waiting room to survey opinion among passengers. We're asking, have you heard about the Phil Spector trial? You know, he's the...
Oh, yes. The con man.
You think he's a con man?
And a murderer. I think it's a huge tangent in media to keep following celebrity news.
Maybe that's part of the problem with celebrity trials. People get distracted about all of the other things that go along with being celebrities, and they don't really think about the facts that they're being presented in court.
Carla Lubensky, Ethan Hughes, and brother Jim Burke talking to us here at Kansas City's Union Station. Joining us now to talk about what might happen next, Jean Rosenbluth. She is a former prosecutor. She's now a law professor at the University of Southern California. And before all this, she had another life as a music writer who met Phil Spector several times. Jean Rosenbluth, welcome to Day to Day.
Thank you.
So the jury is split, I guess, deadlocked 5-7. Tell me about the instructions the judge gave the jury when they began deliberations. He said they could only convict Mr. Spector of second-degree murder. Is that right?
That's right. And both attorneys, both sides, agreed that that was the only proper theory of liability. And basically, under second-degree murder, during the commission of a felony, which here would have been assault with a deadly weapon, you act so recklessly that somebody dies.
The accounts that I've read, the defense effort here for Mr. Spector was pretty chaotic. The judge admonished some defense witnesses, and then Phil Spector fired his chief attorney, Bruce Cutler, just days before the trial ended. But really, maybe Mr. Cutler was doing something right because this jury is deadlocked. Or is it? Was it a great defense, or have the prosecutors just failed to make their case?
Well, that's what's got to be so devastating for the prosecutors, because nothing went wrong for them. Their case came in just the way they wanted it to. They can't point to something that they could do better next time to perhaps secure a conviction on second-degree murder. You know, Mr. Spector had a huge phalanx of lawyers. I think he had seven altogether at various times. He had a parade of defense expert witnesses. And again, as everybody knows, Phil Spector doesn't have to prove he's innocent. He just has to stir up reasonable doubt with a few jurors. And apparently he was able to do so here.
You used to be a music writer. You met Phil Spector several times. What was he like then, and what do you make of him now in the courtroom?
Well, to no one's surprise, he was kind of odd when I met him. I got invited to a couple of these bowling parties he used to host, where he would rent out the entire lanes, and you would bowl while he sat in the corner and watched. And at some point during the evening, you would be brought over to say hello to him. And I remember he was dressed all in black, including black sunglasses, and he just sort of nodded. And he presents a similar picture in the courtroom today. He's occasionally you see him make a facial expression based on something a witness has said or some testimony, but generally he just sits there rather impassively. He's fallen asleep a couple times. He's got his 26-year-old new bride always seated behind him, and two huge hulking bodyguards accompany him every day. So he continues to present a strange picture.
Jean Rosenbluth is a law professor at the University of Southern California. She's with us from member station KPCC in Pasadena. Jean, thank you.
You're welcome.